Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Earnest performances and good intentions don't always lead to good movies. Man Down is a case in point. Shia LaBeouf gives a solid turn as a U.S. Marine who, upon returning home from Afghanistan, discovers that his wife and child have fallen into the hands of some chaotic force. Is this a film of mystery, a sci-fi story, or an apocalyptic drama? The answer isn't clear until the movie's final moments. Sadly, this well-meaning film never quite gets a grip on its subject and comes off as forced and pretentious instead of heartfelt and impassioned. Man Down, indeed. If there's a bird lover in your family, you may want to consider taking them to see The Eagle Huntress. This beautifully photographed documentary tells the story of a 13-year-old girl who lives in the mountainous regions of Kazakhstan. Her dream is to follow in her father's footsteps, capturing and training a wild eagle for hunting. She meets steep resistance from the other hunters in their very patriarchal society. The film unfolds at a leisurely pace, so it's definitely not for young children. But for those with an interest in all things aviary or in search of a film about female empowerment, then The Eagle Huntress delivers. Also opening this week, Sonia Braga stars in Aquarius, the story of a 60-something woman, the last tenant of an apartment complex, who wages war with the developer who wants her out. The Love Witch is an unrated horror drama that pays homage to genre films of the 1960s. Keep Watching is a horror thriller about a home invasion televised around the country. Believe is a faith-based drama about a financially strapped small town struggling to fund their Christmas pageant. And the Screenland Theaters are featuring their annual Arts and Crafts Festival, showcasing a number of films and brews. Information is available at screenland.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.